CliffCentral.com.
Hey, listen, we've got another episode in our series that we're doing with Ozo, where we're giving little businesses, small businesses, medium businesses, privately owned businesses, people who are trying to run those businesses in what has been a really tough year. We're trying to give them a little leg up, and running a business is tough in any normal situation, but this year has made it really hard. So budgets, especially for marketing, have been stretched. They've been slashed. There's less exposure, less marketing available to these companies when they need it the most. But Ozo wants to help you and your business. And today, by the way, is the last day for entries, because after today, it is finished. We've done five. Today will be five, and we've got one more slot. So if you have a business and you'd like us to know about it, and we would like to know about it, then let us know by sending your email to contact@cliffcentral.com, or just go on social media and tell us in an executive summary what your business is and why you think you need a little bit of a helping hand. And Ozo want to make your business their business too. So the hashtag is somebody's business. And you can find out more about that by going to cliffcentral.com. So this morning we're going to speak to Unathi Ntangai, who is a listener to the show. So hey, Unathi, nice to have you on. But you're also the founder of
Nike.
Did you say Sianda? So a big listener. Yeah, Unathi's obviously a big listener, Sianda. And then there's three Anne as well that you might want to say hello to. So Unathi, tell us about your business. It is called Natty Biker Streetwear, NBK. What do you guys do?
Thanks again for the opportunity, G, together with Ozone. Really much appreciate it.
Sure, dude.
The name of my business is Natty Biker Streetwear, like you said earlier. I cut it to NPK for short, just makes it easier. It's a business that I formulated following a partnership that kind of failed with another friend, whereby we do fashion biker streetwear. So we take whatever sort of fashion that's currently trending and we turn it into more of a biker style kind of thing, because we kind of noticed that there's a bit of a miss in that particular sector in the market. So whatever's in the stores mostly is your sportswear and your higher upper end. So we want to just bridge the gap in between both of those by making something that kind of appeals from our biker side.
Right.
That kind of does get into the mainstream eventually.
Sounds very good. So you said that a previous partnership didn't work out. So you're doing this on your own?
Yeah. I really decided to open my own thing. I think you should remember me. I was back there with another kind of a business, but yeah, it kind of failed and it flopped. So I kind of decided, you know what, this is the best time to rather go on my own.
Man, listen, there isn't a successful person I know who hasn't had at least one flop in their life at some point. So don't let that hold you back. All right. So how do you design the stuff, and how can we see what it looks like? Do you have a website? Is there a place we can go to see your streetwear, your biker streetwear? Where do we find this?
Yeah, we're live on all socials. We are up on Instagram as well as Facebook and Twitter. It is Natty Biker Streetwear. Or you can either use the shortened version, which is the NPK or other Biker Couture.
Okay.
I do use various platforms to do my designs and try and publish everything. We are planning on going on to having pop-up stores. So as soon as the whole COVID issues are done and settled, we are planning on having a flash mob as well. And we're also planning on having our first SA Biker Fashion Week.
Nice.
Hopefully that does. Yeah, so we are live on all platforms on socials, as well as you can find our website, which is www.nattybikerstreetwear.co.za. And we are plugged in with PayFast, so we do deliveries across the country. And just for this particular feature that you guys have given me, thanks again to you and Ozone, listeners are going to be able to get a 15% discount by typing the promo code CliffCentral.
Oh, cool.
As soon as into my website and you order and you type in the promo code CliffCentral, automatically you qualify for 15% discount on any product. So we do have t-shirts, hoodies, ranges of also baby wear, caps, and yeah, we have quite a lot of stuff on offer.
So Unathi, I mean,
baby bikers?
Yeah, you get baby bikers. Parents schlep their children along. So just tell me about biker fashion, because when I think about bikers, I you know, I picture the leather and all the standard kind of biker wear that you see, especially with people who have made it a major part of their lifestyle to have bikes. And we're not talking about people who are riding around on like scooters. We're talking about serious bikers, you know, the Harley people who ride those very fast bikes, those souped up, really noisy but beautiful. I mean, I'm not a biker, so you can hear from the way I'm describing things.
Yeah.
But tell me are bikers very fashion forward? Are they particularly conscious of what they wear, or do they just like being on the bike?
Excellent question, G. Are we trying to disrupt the whole, you know, old kind of biker themed mentality and thinking around what people look at bikers and think as, you know? We are currently facing a huge upsurge in more bikers who are more fashion savvy than rather not. So the leathers are still there, but they're not such a major part anymore. You know, we're finding guys are starting to become more fashion conscious. It's becoming more of a lifestyle thing rather than just a mode of transport that makes noise, like you said, and that kind of disrupts whatever sort of organized events we've been had. No, we are kind of seeing a more inclusive and more appealing, you know, visually appealing, so to say, kind of way from the biker side. So yeah, it's we're trying to honestly change that kind of mindset and make people realize that biking is not just about the noise, about the leathers, about being dirty and, you know, the old school kind of riding. Yeah, we're kind of changing that to becoming a more formalized and a more visually appealing and easy to blend into sort of sport.
And is it expensive? I mean, the biking is expensive, full stop. But are the clothing and the accessories market as expensive to enter?
Nah, from my side, from a fashion standpoint, I would rather not say it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm put into a mainstream, so I don't want to be too overpriced, but also not too cheap. So I'd rather scare away people. Yeah. So I'm just right there where I should be, I believe. Prices are competitively, you know, easily accessible and easy to purchase. You know, I mean, a decent t-shirt like the one that I'm wearing now, you're looking at about, say, what, $300-$400, so which I think is what most brands are going for at this point in time.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm well within my market, I believe. So yeah, I'm not trying to take away anything from the established brands, but I just want to be in that space as well from a biker standpoint, because I love fashion, but I also love biking. But like I said earlier, I found a place where there was a bit of a miss in the market, where you find a balance in between the two. Because I don't want to have to dress up in sports whereas I'm riding my own bike. But I have something that I use from both sides of it, it makes my life a bit easier to shop and have something that's convenient for me as well.
Well, I like
so that you look on fleek when you arrive at your destination.
100%, Diane. 100%.
So you can get off the bike and go straight into the restaurant and not look like you were just dressed in your
and not look like, yeah, 100%. You've summed it up.
Leanne, on fleek is at least 3 years old now.
We don't say that anymore.
Well, the shiz.
Yeah. Let's just not.
I think we've got to, what's the new terminology, Sia? Can you help us?
I don't fire. Know.
You know.
Yeah, lit is already out the door. Yeah, okay. Just no.
Oh, so you're going to give Leanne trouble, but you're not going to have a better suggestion. That's lovely, CA. You're so judgy. All right, well,
you know,
listen.
I am providing a public service. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, Unati, so we're going to follow you on social media. We're going to check out your products, but good luck. I know that this has been a tough year for a lot of people.
Very tough.
A lot of bikers, though, have used this time to actually go out on nice rides and go out for little runs here and there and everywhere, because I've seen a lot of them on the road. So clearly it hasn't meant that they can't do what they do.
Not at all. I had a friend the other day post that he actually left Johannesburg to go buy bread in Hardee's just so that he can get away from the wife and the noise inside of the house. So yeah, biking hasn't stopped at all. It's still a means of therapy to us. It's what we love and it's our lifestyle. And yeah, getting fashion involved into it is, you know, using material as a platform of communication and trying to change people's stigma is one of the easiest ways to do. I mean, majority of brands have done it before. So we kind of hop onto that bandwagon and change the stigma, change the kind of thoughts behind bikers and being rude people and all that.
And we've also got to get the word out there that bikers are now not old white guys with beards. They're all kinds of people, right? There are a lot of women who do this, a lot of black diamonds who are driving around on bikes. There's a lot of really interesting changes that have happened in the biking community.
A lot of changes, G. We're seeing younger and younger blacks are into biking as well. In fact, there's an event that we want to plan soon. Hopefully, like I said, COVID does hold the shift out and finish. We want to host a biking is actually black event where we host a movement. Bikers that are black that are just showing that, listen, this is no longer what you guys used to believe it is. We are now part and parcel of this movement that is changing the whole scene in the biking world as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's needed to be modernized for ages. It's been so stale for so long. I mean, anyone knows when you're driving to your holiday destination and you stop off halfway the garage, you know exactly what you're going to see coming off of Harleys and what type of people they're going to be.
You expect
and it's been like that for years.
Yeah, we're slowly changing the kind of mindset and shifting the
whole
outlook on the whole bikers world.
All right, dude. Listen, good luck. We're glad that we could give your business a bit of a profile this morning. Natty Biker Streetwear, you can find out more on all the social media. And there's Unati, who's the founder of the business and who obviously, like everybody else this year, is trying to survive and is doing cool things and he's doing it differently. And you can get out there and support him like all the other businesses that we've spoken to over the course of the last few days. Thanks so much, dude.
Thank you so much again, guys. See you. Appreciate it, Leanne.
Cool.
Thanks again, G. CliffCentral.com